Good morning and welcome back to Senior Matters here on WECK. My name is Buddy Shula and I am filling in again for Judge Penny Wolfgang, who is somewhere but not here, but she will be back next week. And we are here with Senior Matters every weekend at WECK, brought to you by Independent Health and by PB Elder Law. Today, we are here with Summit Healthcare Solutions, Darlene McClay. And Darlene is located at 1325 Millersport Highway, Suite 100 in Amherst, I'm going to assume. And their website is summithcs.com. Interesting conversation and very timely one. We're going to be talking about nursing home and assisted living Medicaid representation. There's nothing that is not interesting about what we're going to talk about here, because these are things you need to know, frankly. And, you know, first of all, welcome, Darlene. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so let's just get right to the bones about Summit Healthcare Solutions. So you are a local company, and what do you do?
We have been in business since 2001, and we only represent people for Medicaid. Medicaid is our specialty, and we actually work with families who have loved ones in nursing homes or assisted livings. We work with families in the community who have needs for home care, and they need to apply for the New York State benefit of Medicaid. And we work them through the process by we represent, we collect the documentation, we submit it to Medicaid. So we do all of the work so that the family can spend time with their loved ones.
So this is basically someone who's already in a assisted living facility right now, or, you know, a nursing home, and you're talking about basically how to maybe keep them there, or?
Well, what happens is we get referrals and clients really two ways. Sometimes families have a loved one in a hospital, and they're told that their loved one has to go to a nursing home, and they don't have the funds to pay for it, or they don't think they have the funds, so they'll come to us. And then we also have individuals, which is the vast majority of our referrals, are people who are already in nursing homes, and they have learned that they can no longer pay privately. They're running down low on their funds, and the facility will let them know that they need to apply. Then they will come to us for representation. So we do that for both those folks that live in nursing homes and or are placed in assisted livings.
So you're kind of, would it be fair to say you're kind of like a quarterback to a lot of things in regards to this?
We are. Many of the families don't know where to turn when they are running out of money.
Right.
And they don't know how to begin the Medicaid process. And a lot of times they don't have a trusted resource to help them through it. And some of the families will actually take it on their own and try to do it. And they often find failure or denials or frustration because they don't realize how time-consuming it really can be.
Well, time-consuming and confusing, I would assume, right?
It can be very confusing. It's not uncommon for a request for a verification document to come from an Erie County or any of the county Medicaid workers, and families don't even know where to begin to obtain that. They don't know where to start. Most of our clients have no idea where to even look for their family members' documents. So that's one of the sort of main parts of our job, is to do the research, to acquire the documents, to build the file, to do all of that so that the family doesn't have to. We don't ask the families to go to the banks and get the documents and bring them to us. We don't ask the families to call the life insurance companies. When you contract with Summit Healthcare, you're assigned to a case manager. They'll take care of your mom's case from the beginning to the end. We will go out and reach out to all of the financial institutions, all of the people that we need the documentation for, so that our clients can spend time with their loved ones. They can go visit their mother in the nursing home. They can spend their time wisely and not be all caught up in this red tape process. That's what we do for them.
So that one case manager that you assign when somebody calls you, and by the way, the phone number to Summit Healthcare Solutions is 332-6487. That is 332-6487. And you can talk to this great local company that's been around, well, now it's almost 20 years, right?
Almost 20 years.
Which is awesome. But one thing you said that hit a nerve with me, and we're not necessarily, you know, we have questions here numbered, but I kind of prefer to just talk to you one-on-one, like we're kind of doing. And you mentioned off the air about the case manager. I mean, how important is that to have, you know, you're working with a family and you're talking about, you know, with their parents, you know, so you're helping mom and dad and doing all, but you're doing it with one person, one care manager that you assign to each family. There's not 100 people that they're working with.
No, not at all. We're a small boutique local firm, as you stated. So when somebody engages our company, we will assign your loved one's case to just one case manager. And that individual will work with you, will be dedicated to your loved one's file from the very beginning until the time that the application is decisioned and approved. So one of the things that our facility, that our organization does, which is, I think, unique, is we charge a flat rate for our services, so that at any time if a family wants to call the case manager, they have any questions, they have any concerns, if anything changes in the situation with their loved one at the facility, they don't have to worry about being billed for the call, they don't have to worry about any additional charges, any additional fees. It's a relationship that we value, and we think that's what makes us unique in the services that we offer, is that these case managers really do build very, very deep relationships with some of these mm-hmm. families. And it's at a time when families are sort of at a crossroads because they didn't plan on their mother going in a nursing home. They didn't plan on this happening. And now just having the burden of having to apply for Medicaid added to the stress is quite difficult for families. So our goal is to be able to take this piece of stress away from them. We don't want them to have to worry about it. We don't have them to think about it. We will communicate with the facility that their loved one is living in so that they know that the application is pending, that it's in good standing, that they're going to get approved. We deal with the Medicaid workers. So we are available and are willing to be involved as much or as little as the family wants. But we take, you know, full responsibility to take care of these applications from beginning to end.
I think that's awesome. Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, COVID obviously has been around now for a year and a half, but seems to be letting up, you know, to a certain extent. So, you know, has COVID made representing a Medicaid application more difficult than it already was before COVID?
It has, because most of the financial institutions, most of the the IRS, all the people that we need to reach out to acquire and obtain documentation to build our file have been working from home. And a lot of them don't have access to the documents, easy access. So there is some inherent delays that we have found in obtaining documentation in trying to find ways to reach out to a calling center where now nobody's there. Mm-hmm. So that's been more difficult. The other thing about COVID, which has been quite difficult for everybody, is many of the Medicaid offices have been closed and the examiners have been working from home. And so they don't have the file with them at home. You know, they're not seeing your documentation that you're submitting timely because they're not in the office. So there's been even more difficulty in managing that. So we have found sort of an influx of families over the last 12 months who originally started the application on their own and have found that it's just, you know, unbearable because they can't seem to push it along. And they sort of say, can you just take it over? So we can take over an application that's in the middle. We can start the application at the beginning. We'll help out, and, you know, we'll take care of the representation to make sure that we get the case approved whenever a family needs us.
So again, the phone number to Summit Healthcare Solutions is 332-6487. That's 332-6487. when it comes to anything regarding nursing homes, assisted living, you know, Medicaid situations and representations, you really need to call these folks who've been in business here locally for 20 years now. Again, 332-6487, or you can go see their website and get plenty of information as well at summithcs.com, or you could just Google Summit Healthcare Solutions in Buffalo. Now, we have a lot of listeners because there are a lot of ways to get radio. I mean, you could do it over satellite, Alexa. You could do it in the car. You could do it on the stream. So we get people from other states listening to this program. And what if someone's listening right now and, you know, they're outside of New York State, but they want to help their parents here or something like that in Buffalo? Does that ever occur?
That does occur. It occurs quite a bit. And we do represent nursing home Medicaid applicants outside of the state of New York. We can actually represent them in any state. We oftentimes will get an extended family member that will call us, and let's say they'll say, you know, my cousin gave me your name and number. He used you for his mom, and we live in Pennsylvania. Do you know anybody out here who can help us? And, you know, coincidentally or not, we can actually take care of the representation for them. We represent people actually right now in Pennsylvania and Florida and Massachusetts. We have actually current cases pending right now in Illinois. So we can help anybody's a loved one who's in a long-term care facility in virtually any state in the country. So just give us a call and talk to our intake department, and I am sure we can help you out.
There's changes always going on in the system. You know, the documents now require nursing home Medicaid 60 months. Okay, assisted living Medicaid recently changed the look period requirement in New York State. What are some of the changes that are happening right now?
Well, for nursing home Medicaid, the look back has been 60 months for several years, 5 years. So most people, even though they may be surprised, it has been always that way. The big change is for community Medicaid for those living in assisted livings or looking for community-based long-term care like home care. You used to be able to just transfer the resources over to a child or a loved one, and then Medicaid would look at the next month's resources, and if you were under the resource limit, you would qualify. And so that was very common. But now they actually changed the law to make the look back for assisted living 30 months or 2.5 years. It was supposed to be a year ago, October. But due to COVID, they've actually pushed it out. So now, effective, all Medicaid applications filed after January 1st, 2022, there will now be a look back that's going to be phased in that will go up to 30 months. So again, I always try to help people realize that it is important that you plan. I know it's hard, and a lot of people don't even want to think about that this could happen to them. But there is some planning that needs to be done. Now, it doesn't mean that you're too late to plan. One of the things at Summit that we have available is we actually have certified Medicaid planners on staff now. For many years, buddy, we'd have individuals that would come to us and they'd want us to represent them for Medicaid, but they had too many resources. And so we couldn't help them and we would turn them away. And what we've learned over the last, you know, half a dozen years is we can work with them and how they're spending down and what they're doing with their money as their parent is either living in a facility and are getting ready to go into a facility, or they're just doing some planning for their future. So we also offer some certified Medicaid planning services for those that are still private pay living in a facility or are just trying to make sure that they're doing the right thing with their mom's money. And getting planned. So we can also help with that.
So what is, give me like an age span of the person who calls you versus the person who is actually being called about. Like, do the kids of a family member, what is the typical person age you're dealing with when it comes to who we're helping here?
Oh, our client, although we represent the individual who lives in the facility or the elderly individual, our client who engages us is usually their child. Very infrequently is it their spouse. They usually have a child who can help. Sometimes it's a nephew or a niece. But the beauty of using a service like ours is we can take care of all of this burden for the family so they don't have to, but yet the applicant can pay us out of their money. So that's the important thing for families to understand. It isn't an expense to you, but it is a service to you. So our client is typically, Buddy, you know, anywhere from, you know, probably 45 to, you know, sometimes 65 or 70 have their loved ones, you know, in a nursing home.
Well, people are living longer.
Living longer, absolutely.
So that would make sense that, that the person who actually calls you to initiate your services, perhaps, and look into your services, that person, like you said, is probably, you know, 45, maybe even older, to 60, 65 years old.
Absolutely.
And what is the first thing that they'll normally say? Okay, so you get a call at 332-6487. What is the first thing they want to know?
The first thing they ask us, or they tell us, is that my mother was just told that she can't go home. She's in, you know, XYZ hospital, and we need to find her a nursing home bed, and they're going to place her tomorrow.
Wow.
And we need to get Medicaid, and we don't know the first thing or what to do. My cousin gave me your phone number. The social worker at the hospital gave me your name. What do we need to do to make sure that the Medicaid gets taken care of?
And then you take it from there.
And then we take it from there. We give them over to our intake department, who is in our office 5 days a week. You call our office, you will talk to a live person. We understand that people are in not always crisis, but definitely in urgent mode when they call us. So we are there to answer their calls. We're there to answer their questions. And then they'll talk to one of our intake coordinators. They'll explain the process, explain our services, explain how it works. Then they will engage us. And our goal is that when they get assigned to a case manager, the case manager will reach out and meet with them. But that meeting could and should last not much more than an hour. And then the rest of the job is ours. We let the families go. Let them take care of your loved one, take care of your children, take care of your job. We will take care of this entire process for you.
I really don't understand why everybody wouldn't be doing this and calling you for their parents. We have about 30 seconds, but I want to ask you this question. Do you offer any other services besides Medicaid representation?
Well, we do, as I said, the certified Medicaid planning.
Okay.
So if you don't think your loved one is qualified for Medicaid because they have too many resources and they're in a nursing home paying, or you're just trying to make sure that you have things all set up, you certainly can give us a call. We can schedule a consultation, and we can make sure, look at all the accounts and advise you as to what the next steps are so you are prepared.
Wonderful interview. Darlene McClay from Summit Healthcare Solutions, 332-6487. That's 332-6487. Or go on the website at summithcs.com. Or just Google them at Summit Healthcare Solutions. You're doing good work for our community. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We love it. We're very passionate about advocating for our clients.
Great interview, and we're going to have you back very soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Darlene. And we'll be back with another segment of Senior Matters coming up on WECK.